Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
The final vignette in Mark chapter 12 is the well-known story of the widow's offering. It says this, "And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which made a penny. And he called his disciples to them, and he said, 'Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contribute out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had that she had to live on.'" So what's the trap? Again, this isn't necessarily a trap in the sense that somebody didn't come to Jesus and try to trap him, but he's pointing something out to his disciples, and that is, the way offerings worked is that people would come into the offering and they would have these receptacles kind of around the temple. And it wasn't a service like we have a service in our day and age where people come in all at the same time. You'd come in throughout the day, pay your respects, and then you'd put your offering in. And somebody, often one of the priests, would be there and would receive the offering and would announce it. So in our modern culture, it'd be a little bit like walking up front in a church service, and you would hand a digital reference to what you're giving to the church, or a check, or whatever it is that you do, cash. And then the pastor who's officiating over the service today would say, "Oh, $100. Oh, $1,000. Oh, $10,000. And everybody would hear it. And so Jesus says, look. All of these people who are giving a lot of money, they're not the ones that you should be impressed with. Be impressed with this widow who gave what amounts to a penny. But notice there are 2 coins. It isn't just 1 coin, it's 2. And the reason that's significant is she didn't keep anything. And this impresses Jesus because he says, it's not how much you give, it's how much you keep for yourself. And the trap, if I were to speak about a trap here, it's being impressed with a number or being impressed with a display rather than living in a posture of dependence and submission and trust that says, I am going to step to a point where I have given all that I have to the care of my God. Now, certainly, I don't believe that this is teaching that everyone should give everything away every week and trust God. But what Jesus is doing is he's saying, you can be impressed with yourself, you can be impressed with others, because the numbers sound good. But real faith is putting yourself in a place where you have to trust me with your future. What would it look like for you to trust God with your future? Maybe with your finances, maybe with a vocational choice, maybe with some other area of your life. What would it look like for you to just simply say, God, here is my trust to you today? These traps, in a way, are designed to show that we can get off in our spiritual life by wanting to be left alone by God, by trying to excuse kind of an engagement in culture by spiritualizing, by using technicalities to try to avoid the implications of what is taught in Scripture, by saying, if I've performed enough, then I can feel good about where I'm at, or if I give a lot, then God is somehow impressed, as opposed to God seeing our heart. Which of these traps speaks to you today? And what would it look like for you to say, God, today I step forward in faith and trust you in this area of my life?
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.